The Monster's Narrative, Chapter 9.
I do not remember very much about the beginning of my life. I saw, felt, heard, and smelt all at the same time. When I left your apartment, I took your coat because I was cold. I remember the light grew strong, and I had to close my eyes. I looked for shade and found it in the forest of Ingolstadt. There I rested by a river. After a while, I felt hungry and thirsty. I drank from the river and ate some berries. Then I fell asleep. When I awoke, it was dark and cold. I was frightened. I sat down and wept. Soon, a gentle light came, and I saw a shining white foam rise above the trees. I felt only hunger and thirst and light and darkness. When I looked at the moon, I felt pleasure. Days and nights passed. Slowly, I began to distinguish the things around me. I discovered that the pleasant sounds I often heard came from the birds that flew across the light. That pleased me. Sometimes, I tried to imitate their sounds, but I could not. The moon disappeared from the night. Then it came again, but smaller this time. I was still in the forest. One cold day, I found a fire that some travelers had left burning. The warmth of the fire gave me pleasure. I put my hand into the fire and felt pain. Crying and nursing my hand, I looked at the fire. How strange, I thought, that it gives both pleasure and pain. I saw that it was made of wood. I gathered wood to keep the fire burning, then lay down beside it to sleep. Often, I spent the whole day looking for food. Sometimes I went to sleep hungry. I decided to leave the forest and find another place where there was more food. I began my journey in the evening and walked for 3 days. Then I came to the open country. Snow had fallen the night before, and the fields were white. I shivered with cold. In the morning, I saw a small hut. I entered. Inside was an old man, preparing some food over a fire. When he saw me, he screamed. And ran out of the hut. He ran across the fields and disappeared from sight. I had never seen a hut before, and it seemed a wonderful place. I ate the old man's food, then lay down and fell asleep. I woke at midday and continued my journey. At sunset, I arrived at a village. I admired the huts and cottages. I saw vegetables growing in the gardens. I saw milk and cheese through the windows of the cottages. I was hungry. When I entered a cottage, the children inside screamed, and a woman fainted. The villagers came running. Some attacked me. I escaped to the open country. I hid myself in a small hut beside a cottage. It was bare and uncomfortable, but I was happy to have found a place to hide from the weather and from the violence of human beings. Lying in the hut, looking out through a crack in its wooden wall, I saw a young woman. She carried a bucket filled with milk. She looked sad. Then a young man appeared. He too had a sad expression. He took the bucket from her and carried it into the cottage. She followed, and they disappeared from sight. My hut shared one wall with their cottage. In this wall, there was a window, but it was covered with planks of wood. One of the planks had a small hole in it. I looked through the hole. The inside of their cottage was clean but very bare. An old man sat beside the fire, playing a musical instrument. The sound he made was more beautiful than the sounds of birds. The young woman was sitting close to him. I could see that there were tears in her eyes. The old man did not notice this until she sobbed aloud. Then he called her name. She came to him, and he put his arms around her. I felt both pleasure and pain watching them. I had never felt that way before, and I moved away from the window, unable to bear my emotions. When night came, I was surprised to see that the cottagers could make light with candles. They sat around the fire, and the young man made sounds that I did not understand. I now know he was reading aloud to them. After a while, they put out the candles and went to bed.